And we begin with the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph. So we're learning more about the topic that a Naira HaMa'orasa, that's a 12-year-old who is betrothed. She's in the first stage of marriage. Her father still has a role in rejecting her vows. And now because she's also partially married, her husband has an equal role. So it's actually the two of them who are needed to reject the vow. So Mishnah here is going to teach us a great chiddush, and that is that something we've seen earlier, the arus, the person married to her, has a role not only in the vows that she made while married to him, but even in the vows that she expressed before she married him. And his rejection is needed in those vows too. And here's the Mishnah's case. Nadra. She made a vow. Then v'hi arusa. Then she went and she became engaged, or she made the vow while she was engaged. But nisgarsha, she then gets divorced, bo bayom, on the very day that she made the vow. Vinis arsa bo bayom. And then she gets married to somebody else that same day. Then gets divorced from husband number two and marries husband number three on that day. Divorces three and marries husband four on that day. Afilu lemeya. She did this 100 times. She went through 100 husbands. Marrying, divorced, and marrying the next one. Divorced, marrying, divorced. Taking a ring, getting a kesef kedushin, and getting a get. Getting a ring from somebody else, and getting a get. But now it's still all the same day. So aviha, at the end of the day, her father, ubala ha'acharon, and her last husband, Mefirin Nidareha, together they reject her neder. Now, even though the last husband, husband number 100, she certainly didn't make the neder when she was under him. She had made the neder when she was under husband one. But nevertheless, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that the husband who rejects Nidarim is rejecting Nidarim that weren't made under him. They were made before he entered the picture. But still, he, together with the father, reject the neder.
But if we want to be careful, if the first one heard the neder and said, I'm not accepting it, it's over. He already said it. That's the Gemara is not, the Mishnah is not.
Together with the father.
Well, what happens if the first one?
With the father. Then I don't need Shani.
That would be over, that's right.
What happens if the first one accepts it? Then
it's stuck, right? If he validates it,
that's what I'm saying.
It's stuck.
That's the Mishnah. It's not
just like case it's open. It's still open here.
That's right. A case like this couldn't happen. This is they just put it here as an example. Am I right? I mean, you got to be really Mishika all the way with a license to the
She's building a fortune with all these.
I think she went to the first wedding and married everyone, one after the other. And I had a rabbi following her and give her a guest. You're divorced. Now go to the next guy.
It's unlikely, right? To write a suba and a get.
It's unlikely. In general, if the Bar Rishon, call it Bar Rishon, not in this case, we say, I'm accepting the letter, and she did Gersha, then, and she will tell the other husband, I had a letter, he cannot.
Correct, and they can't reject it, correct? Says the Mishnah further, Zach Klal, this is the rule. So long as she hasn't gone into her own domain, in other words, she hasn't become a bogeret, she hasn't become an adult, and she hasn't gone through nisuin, because nisuin is the means of completely leaving the father's domain, so she hasn't done those two things, then aviha uba aloha achron. Her father with her last husband Mefira Nidarea are both needed to reject the vow. Fine, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Minalan. What's the source? To Arus Achron Mefir Nidarim, that the last husband is involved in rejecting the Nidarim. Sheniru La'arus Rishon, even those Nidarim that were heard by an earlier husband. Yeah. And not only that were made when she was under an earlier husband, but even those that were heard by the earlier husband. They were seen. He had a chance to reject them. But even so, it's the last one who gets to reject them. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Amar Kaka, the Pasuk says, the term marriage twice, V'im, and if, Hayo Ti Ela Ish, she will be married to a man, Unidareha Leha, with Nidarim upon her, then her husband too is involved in rejecting the Nidarim. So it said, Unidareha Aleha, the word Aleha upon her is extra. It's to say, Nidarim Shayu Aleha Kfar. There were vows already on her when she entered into this marriage, and this husband is involved in their rejection. Says the Gemara, Dilma, but maybe the Pasuk only means, Hani Mili Shino Niru La'arus Rishon. Maybe the later husband can reject Nidarim, so long as the first husband never heard of those Nidarim. But if he once heard of them, so since he heard of them, he already had a stake in them. And then a later husband can't reject it. Avon Nidarim Shiniru La'arus Rishon Lo Matzim Eifar. But those Nidarim that were heard to an earlier husband, a later husband cannot reject. Answers the Gemara, Lo Matzim Eifar Aris Achon, a later Aris cannot reject them. Answers the Gemara, Allah Kra Yaseira. The Pasuk says, Vim Hayoti Aleish, Unidareha Aleha. Nidareha Aleha. The word Aleha is extra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have written, Vim Hayoti Aleish, Unidareha Umiftas Vasat. She could have said, if she would be to a man, then her Nidarim, or what she expresses from her mouth, should be rejected by her husband. Why did it say Aleha? They are still on her. So that's to say that that's to say those extra Nidarim are to be rejected by the later husband.
What I'm saying, the last Gemara is a problem a little bit, because if Baala Rishon Shamayim not Mefir, but the Baala Hadash, it's in the same day become a Baal.
Yeah.
So, why cannot be Mefir? Why not? It's the same day.
No, but you would have thought that since the earlier husband heard it,
it's okay.
So now then it becomes. Yeah, but once he heard it, it became his.
But you have 24 hours.
Yeah, but once he heard it, you would have thought it would have become his. That's why you have the extra pasuk of Allah to say, even those Nidarim that were on her, that her husband already heard, that at the time her husband heard, the later husband is the one who revokes. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. We learned in a braisa like Shmuel, that even Nidarim that were heard to the first husband, the later husband is the one who revokes them. We learn, Nairam Orasa, a young girl who's 12, who is now married, Avia Ubala Mefir Nidareha, her father, because she's not yet 12 and a half, together with her husband, reject her vows. Kate said, what's the case? Shama Avia Beferla, let's say she made a vow. Her father hears it, and right away he rejected it. Lo hispika ba'al shmoa ad shemeis. The husband didn't hear it yet. So it wasn't seen to the husband. He didn't hear it. And he died. After her husband died, she went and she married somebody else. And then maybe she divorced that guy, or that guy died and married another one. This went on 100 times, all in that day. So now, Avio Balo Ha'achron, her father and her last husband, Mefirin Nidareha, knock out the vows together. However, Shama Bala Vehefrala, let's say she made her neder, her husband heard about it, and her husband rejected it. V'lo hispika avlishma, the father hadn't heard about it, at Shamei Sabal, till the husband was dead. The husband died, then the father heard about it. So this is what we call nitrokna. Once the husband dies, whatever powers he had are emptied, are vacated, and are filled by the father, who always had a hand in her. But here the husband maybe didn't have any powers left because he already revoked the neder. Again, the husband rejected the neder. But before the father could hear about it, the husband died. So now what's the halacha? Chozer ha'av. The father comes back. Umeifir chelko shel baal. The father has to reject his portion as well as to re-reject the portion of the husband. He says the portion of the husband is gone because he died, and he has to redo it. He has to reject it again because he filled it.
If he becomes supreme.
Mm-hmm.
The father has to do it again.
He says, I'm rejecting the husband's part
and
my part. But he died. That's the chiddush of the Brisa. Since the husband died after his rejection on its own doesn't work.
And it's a scenario where she's with a new husband already. That's the
chiddush. Also true. That's right. Then the Brisa continues, I'm Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan said, this is the view of Beis Shammai, that when the husband dies, the neder gets moved over to the father, and the father rejects his portion as well as the portion of the husband. Avol Beis Hillel say, Ein yachol hafer. Now that the husband is dead, so the father cannot reject the neder, the part of the neder of the, he cannot reject the part of the neder of the husband who died. Rather, the father rejects his part of the neder, and the later husband rejects the husband part of the neder. So the Gemara asks, B'mai pligi. What's the argument? The Shammai say the husband, the father, can reject the deceased husband's part again, as well as his part. And Beis Hillel say, no, the father doesn't have the power to re-reject what the deceased husband rejected. The father needs to find the last husband, and together with him they reject. What's the argument? So the Gemara explains, Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai hold, Nidarim nami shera'uy la'aros. Even nidarim that had been heard and were therefore, there was a stake to the first husband in them. Nisrokna rishus la'av. Once the arus died, his right to revoke the neder is vacated and it's filled by the father. Why? Because Megas Gaius, when the husband rejected the vow, what the way that worked was that he cut off half of the vow. So since he cut off half of the vow, when he died, what he did was weakened. What he did was lost when he died. So now the half of the vow that he cut off comes back. It gets inherited by the father. And the father, therefore, can reject the whole vow. However, Beis Hillel hold that Aviha, once the husband rejected his part, then he dies, then she remarries. Then it has to be Aviya Ubala Achron Afir Nidareh, her father, with the last husband after re-reject the vow, Why? Because the first husband, when he rejected the vow, lo megiz gayiz, he didn't cut the vow. All the first husband did when he rejected the vow was he weakened the vow. Since he weakened the vow, there's nothing to inherit when he dies. So when he died, his act of weakening is now diminished because he died. So there's a need for the second husband to pick up the role of a husband who is rejecting a vow. And the father still can fill his role of a father rejecting the vow. But we wouldn't say that the father inherits the vow, so that now it's all in the hands of the father to reject. So one second, how does it get back to our question? So it gets back to this question in the following way. Shmuel said that if the first husband heard of the vow, that doesn't mean that when there's a second husband, the second husband is not the one who rejects it. It's the second husband who rejects it. So this is clearly the case, right? Beis Shammai, let's first start with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say explicitly that the first husband rejected the vow, then he died. Since Beis Hillel say that the meaning of rejection is a weakening of the vow, so when he died, there isn't a full vow here for the father to inherit. Therefore, his rejection is no longer good because he's dead. It's the later husband, together with the father, are going to reject this vow. Now, the later husband, was the vow made under his domain? No, the vow was made under the first husband's domain. Did the first husband hear about it? Sure, he heard about it. Not only did he hear about it, he even rejected it. And even so, the later husband is the one who ends up doing the rejecting. So you see that a husband rejects a vow that a first husband heard about. Even a vow, shenira l'rishon, the achron is the one who rejects.
And he didn't even hear.
So a second, that's according to Beis Hillel. Now according to Beis Shammai too, the later husband can reject a vow heard by an earlier husband. Because what does Beis Shammai say? In this case, the earlier husband heard the vow and rejected the vow. And then Beis Shammai says, since the earlier husband's rejection is cutting the vow, that means half of the vow is still in existence. So when he dies, so the father inherits a real vow. And once the father inherits a real vow, the husband's rejection is no longer sufficient. So now the father has to re-reject the husband's rejection as well as his own rejection. But if the husband would have never made a rejection, so then what do we see? And even Beis Shammai would agree that the later husband can reject. It's only when the first husband made a rejection that Beis Shammai say that the father inherits, and now it has to be the father alone doing the rejection. But what do you see? That everybody agrees that if you hear of a vow, a later husband can still have a say in a vow that was said and heard by an earlier husband. So that's the proof to Shmuel.
Question.
Roger has a question.
But what happens if the vow was specifically made for the first husband? Like, I won't put makeup on, but this husband, number one.
Okay. So then I don't think there would be a need for a later husband to reject. Once he died, so there's...
It's expired. But if she says, I'm not going to put makeup on my husband's...
That's right. She says, I'm not putting on makeup, a vow. So that's something the first husband hears. So he then has a say.
It seems that Beit Hillel is not mefer in any way. If any one of them didn't mefer the nether and he died, that's it. The Baal Sheni cannot mefer. He's never agreeing with Beit Shammai. He's not allowing this to happen. So he's basically saying she has to go to Chacham. If I understand well the
Baal. Hillel says that if the first husband rejected it, so then what's left here is not something that can be inherited by the father. So since it's not something that can be inherited by the father, it has to be the father together with a later husband doing the rejection.
But that you are saying no. I don't understand.
Basically, we're just saying that it wouldn't be the father alone. It's the father together with a later husband.
But we're also learning here that it's not the significant is not when the neder is actually being made, it's when it's being heard by the father
sure.
and the husband.
That's
right?
When the 24 hours period
and
starts.
And it doesn't have to be simultaneous, right? The husband can hear it on one day, and the father can hear it 3 weeks later, but they only have 24 hours when from the time they hear it.
From the time that they hear. Shumal. That's right.
Yeah. But they listen, he hears
it. So but Rabbi, if he dies, the first husband, okay?
Yeah.
And the father comes in, like, within half an hour of his death.
Yeah.
Right before she gets involved with another man, okay? He has the authority to...
At that moment.
At that moment, to nullify everything. Before she gets involved, or, you know...
But according to Beis Hillel, if the first husband rejected the neder, then not, because then the neder has been weakened. And now a weakened neder needs a husband to throw it out.
It
can't be inherited. It's not a real neder to be inherited.
It's weakened.
So one second. No, she only waits 3 months when she had lived together as husband and wife. Here was only Arison. Ibailu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Gerushin kishtika damya. Divorce, is that the equivalent of silence? Oka kama damya. Or is divorce a validation of a neder? Says the Gemara, L'mayin af kamina. What's the difference? Says the Gemara like this. Kagon shenadra. For example, if she made a neder, the shama bala, her husband, heard of the neder, v'gersha, and he divorced her. Then v'ahadri biyome, and he married her that same day. Iyamamar kishtika damya, if divorce is silence. So matzi meferla, he can still reject that neder because he married her within the 24 hours. However, yamamar karakama damya, if you're going to say that divorce is a validation, well, matzi meferla, once he's validated the neder, he cannot reject the neder. Stop here.